From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you beginning from news, commentary and other interesting information as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, we begin with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia and United Arab Emirates expect Middle East tensions to decrease. Iran agrees to de-escalation only solution to solve crisis with the United States. Now the news in details. Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates expect the political tensions in the Middle East region to decrease after a U.S. airstrike killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. As quoted by Antara's agency on Monday, Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi at the Emirates Palace Hotel in Abu Dhabi said that Indonesia exchanged ideas. She met with the United Arab Emirates foreign minister and discussed that. The two ministers don't want the situation in the Middle East to get worse. She was speaking after accompanying President Joko Widodo on a number of state agendas at Qasr al-Watan Palace along with United Arab Emirates Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed. Minister Retno explained all parties were worried by the rising political escalation in the region, especially United Arab Emirates, which was close to the conflicting regions. She further said, everyone is worried because they are closer to the conflicting regions. Iran has signaled it favors a de-escalation after 10 days of heightened tensions with the United States, during which both sides fired missiles and Tehran accidentally shot down a passenger aircraft. Security was stepped up in Iran's capital Sunday after a vigil the previous night for those killed in the air disaster turned into an angry protest and police temporarily arrested the British ambassador for being there. Escorted by JakartaPost.com on Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump warned Iran against harming demonstrators and against a repeat of a deadly crackdown against rallies in November sparked by a fuel price hike. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, however, said Trump was still willing to sit down and discuss without precondition a new way forward with Iran, although Tehran has steadfastly refused to hold talks with Washington unless it lifts sanctions first. Tehran said it favored an easing of tensions after its arch enemy Washington on January 3rd killed a revered Iranian general's Quds Force chief, Qasem Soleimani, in a Baghdad drone strike. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has expressed some hope about the prospects of dialogue with North Korea, as well as possibilities of Pyongyang resuming talks with the United States. Escorted by SputnikNews.com, President Moon, during his New Year's press conference in the presidential's Blue House on Tuesday, South Korean is not at the stage for now to be pessimistic about the South-North dialogue and North Korea-U.S. dialogue, although it's not at stage to be optimistic. According to the South Korean leader, improvement in Seoul dialogue with Pyongyang will help resolve stalled talks between North Korea and Washington. President Moon Jae-in also said the dialogue between North Korea and U.S. is still left open. He recalled the fact that U.S. President Donald Trump had asked him to deliver a congratulatory message for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week, saying that it was a positive sign. Earlier this month, Moon Jae-in called on Pyongyang to do everything possible to implement the agreement on a return visit of Kim Jong-un to Seoul. An agreement on Kim Jong-un's reciprocal visit was made in the fall of 2018 when Moon held talks with the North Korean leader in Pyongyang. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. UN and Thai officials on Monday stated that a new virus from the same family as the deadly SARS disease has spread beyond China's borders for the first time, with a case emerging in Thailand. Thai doctors diagnosed a Chinese traveler with mild pneumonia on January 8, later confirmed to have been caused by the so-called novel coronavirus, which has already given rise to 41 pneumonia-like cases and one death in China. As stated by JakartaPost.com on Tuesday, the outbreak has caused alarm because of the link with SARS, or sudden acute respiratory syndrome, which killed 349 people in mainland China and another 299 in Hong Kong in 2002-2003. The UN health agency WHO confirmed that the outbreak in the city of Wuhan was caused by a previously unknown type of coronavirus, a broad family ranging from the common cold to more serious illness like SARS. Director General of Customs and Excise of Finance Ministry stipulated the value of exemption of import duties on imported e-commerce goods from $75 to $3 per shipment started from January 30, 2020. Although the import duty on sent items is subject to a single tariff, the government pays special attention to inputs crafters and producers. That was stated by Director of International Customs and Interagency for Customs, Sharif Hidayat, in a press statement received by Antaranus Agency on Monday, whereas the tax collections in the framework of import is applied normally. Indonesian Maritime Scholar Association ISKINDO encouraged various security authorities in Indonesia to seriously supervise Natuna waters in order to ensure that no more foreign ships break through without proper permits. It was stated by ISKINDO's chairperson Zulkifli Mukhtar in a release received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday. This is because of the fact that in the Sea of Indonesia's economic exclusive zone, the Indonesian state has full sovereign rights, so that the activities of the government and the people in the zone need to be protected by the state. Moreover, Indonesia needs to improve the sea and air defense systems in Natuna to counter the ever-increasing security threats in South China Sea. China's trade surplus with the United States narrowed last year as the world's two biggest economies exchanged punitive tariffs in a bruising trade war, official data showed, quoted by AFP.com on Tuesday. The figures were released just a day before the US and China are expected to sign a Phase 1 agreement that marks a de-escalation in their 2 years conflict. The perennial US trade deficit with China has been a major source of anger for President Donald Trump, who has slapped tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods, triggering tit-for-tat responses from Beijing. China's surplus came in at around $295.8 billion in 2019, down 8.5% from the previous year's record $323.3 billion. In December, its surplus with the U.S. was around $23.2 billion, down from the month before. As part of the interim trade deal, Beijing will buy an extra $200 billion of U.S. products over a 2 years period, according to Washington officials. China has yet to publicly confirm the figures. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The New Capital and Request to the World. Well, listener, President of Republic of Indonesia Joko Widodo requests the world community to bring the best technology, innovation, and wisdom to the new capital of Indonesia located in East Kalimantan. The request was delivered in his speech at the Abu Dhabi Sustainable Week 2020 Forum at Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Center in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, Monday afternoon local time. On the occasion, he also explained that the new capital will be the most advanced exhibition of technology and way of life, and the best world in energy efficiency, in innovation and environmentally friendly creativity, and in the happiness of its residents. Previously, President Joko Widodo had offered to participate in the construction of the new capital to several friendly countries. Spokesman of the president, Fazrul Rahman, said that there are already three countries, Japan, South Korea, and United Arab Emirates, interested in the taking part in the new capital. Japan, through SoftBank, claimed to be interested in the concept of the new capital and intends to provide fund. Abu Dhabi also wants to be involved in the construction of the new capital. President Joko Widodo has asked Crown Prince of United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Zayed, to become the steering council in the construction of the new capital. In his address, President Joko Widodo said that he would study the finals of urban planners, including the host of the Abu Dhabi Sustainable Week, Masdar City in Abu Dhabi. For the nascent new capital, there are many investment opportunities that can involve foreign investors. The construction, which requires fund worth around 446 trillion rupiah, is only funded 20% through the state budget. Aside from the state budget, the funding seemed for the new capital project also comes from the collaboration of the government and business entity, as well as cooperation with the utilization of the private sector. Thus, there are opportunities for international private companies that have experience and capacity in terms of financing and expertise. The government has targeted the development of the Ellis capital in the fourth quarter of this year, which must be started. The construction of basic infrastructure such as health and education facilities will begin to be built this year. The new capital of Indonesia is expected not only to be Indonesian-centric, but also to realize the concept of Indonesia for the world. With the involvement of international investors in this development project, the relocation of the capital can take place according to the plan. At the latest 2024, this has been implemented. Hopefully, the new capital of Indonesia in East Kalimantan might be a good example for the world as a sustainable city that can be realized. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, I'll begin today in history with January the 14th, 1907, earthquake in Kingston, Jamaica. The earthquake shook the capital of the island of Jamaica, Kingston, with a scale of 6.5 on the Richter scale on January the 14th, 1907 at around 3:30 p.m. local time. This disaster became one of the deadliest earthquakes in the world recorded at the time. All buildings in Kingston were damaged by the earthquake, which resulted in a fire that lasted for 3 hours before an attempt was made to extinguish it. The earthquake resulted in the deaths of around 1,000 people and caused around 10,000 to become homeless and material damage. Shortly afterwards, a tsunami was reported to occur on the north coast of Jamaica with a maximum wave height of around 2 meters. Turning to January 14, 1953, Josip Broz Tito was appointed as the first president of the Federal Republic of Socialist Yugoslavia. Josip Broz Tito was a communist revolutionary and Yugoslavian statesman who held various positions since 1943 until his death. Tito served as Secretary General of the Yugoslav Communist League in 1939 to 1980 and led Yugoslav partisan guerrillas in World War II in 1941 until 1945. He then served as Prime Minister, then President of the Federal Republic of the Socialist Yugoslavia. Although his leadership was criticized as authoritarian, some historians consider him a wise dictator. Tito is a well-known public figure in Yugoslavia and the world. He is also regarded as a unifying figure who managed to maintain the integrity of Yugoslav Federation through various domestic policies. He began to get more attention from the world when he became a non-aligned movement co-founder, along with Sukarno from Indonesia, Jawaharlal Nehru from India, and Gamal Abdel Nasser from Egypt. I'll end with January 14, 2016, the terror bomb in Jakarta. On January 14, 2016, there was a shooting incident in the area around Plaza Sarinah, Jakarta, Indonesia, accompanied by 6 explosions afterwards. The explosions occurred in 2 places, namely the Cakrawala Tower parking area, the building north of Sarinah, and a police post in front of the building. At least 8 people, 4 civilians and 4 civilians were reportedly killed and 24 injured in the attack. 7 people were involved as perpetrators of the attack, and the ISIS organization claimed responsibility as the perpetrators of the attack. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you.
That was Semoga Engkau Bahagia, sung by Baim. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and Japan boost cooperation in various fields. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi met her Japanese counterpart Motegi Toshimitsu in Jakarta on Friday. The meeting resulted in strengthening cooperation in several strategic sectors, one of which is economic cooperation in the outer islands of Indonesia, including Natuna. The two countries agreed to strengthen cooperation in the field of integrated marine and fisheries center development. Previously, Foreign Minister Motegi Toshimitsu had met President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo asked Japan to invest in Natuna, Riau Islands. He also expressed his appreciation for Japan's cooperation in building the first phase of the Center for Marine and Fisheries in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo hopes that Japan can follow up the proposal to provide funding for the second phase of the Natuna Center development, since Japan is one of Indonesia's main partners. After a meeting with Minister Toshimitsu, Minister Retno Marsudi explained that Japan is committed to expanding investment in Indonesia. The country also supports Indonesia's industrial modernization and its desire to become a hub of re-exports of Japanese manufacturing products in the region. In addition to cooperation on Natuna and the Outer Islands, they agreed to establish a dialogue mechanism at the level of Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs in a bid to discuss strengthening strategic sector cooperation. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, both sides also agreed to strengthen the trilateral cooperation among Indonesia, Japan, and Timor Leste. Meanwhile, Japanese Foreign Minister Motegi Toshimitsu expressed his country's readiness to support the government of Indonesia's priority programs to realize superior human resources. Japan is ready to provide support for the development of vocational training and Japanese language training, including for the state civil apparatus and Indonesian skilled workers who will be sent to Japan. In addition to meeting with Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Foreign Minister Motegi Tusimitsu also met Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan to further discuss Japan's investment plans for Indonesia. According to Minister Luhut Panjaitan, Japan plans to invest its capitals in Natuna in the fisheries and tourism sector and to strengthen the Sea Security Agency. He also revealed that besides Japan, the United States would also invest in Natuna through the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation or the American Development Bank. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on Indonesia and Japan boost cooperation in various fields. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Diriku.
There was bunga citra lestari with saat kau pergi or when you go. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.winews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you to Kali Biru tourism object in West Sulawesi. Traveling to West Sulawesi, you have to visit Polewali Mandar Regency. This regency has some interesting tourism objects. There are beautiful sea, mountain, and river with rocks. In today's Indonesian Wonder, we will recommend you to go to Kali Biru tourism area. The tourism object, which is located at Batatenga Village, Binuang District, Polman Regency, offers the freshness of water of the river with beautiful natural panorama. To access the location of natural tourism object is not difficult. Kali Biru tourism area can be accessed by land transportation and takes around 15 to 30 minutes from city center of Polewali Mandar. To enter this complex, you will be charged 5,000 rupiah for a ticket per person. Kali Biru tourism object offers the beauty of natural panorama with big stones at the middle of the river and also lush trees. The freshness of water makes visitors feel comfort and want to soak longer in the river. At Kali Biru tourism area, there are four quite big swimming pools and can be used for swimming or playing water by kids. The spring of the pool comes from the spring of surrounding mountains. Kali Biru tourism site has many game rides for outbound such as flying fox. Some corners at the location are decorated with beautiful ornaments for photo spot. Kali Biru also provides some facilities such as parking space, mosque, food courts as well as hall which can be used for meeting or gathering. Listener, there was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Kali Biru tourism object in Polewali Mandar, West Sulawesi.
Bersamamu terindah-terindah, meski hanya sekejap, oh cuita, namun begitu dalamnya cinta. Ku rasa kau istimewa buatku merasa. Tak cukup sanggup lagi aku berkata,
tiba waktunya terindah, terindah.
You have just listened to the song entitled Terindah, sung by Calvin Jeremy. Listener, for the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you some Indonesian vocabularies and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is menanyakan tempat tinggal, or in English, asking where one stays or one lives. Next, I will give an example of conversation on menanyakan tempat tinggal, or in English, asking where you live or where you stay. For your information, in Bahasa Indonesia, it's tinggal. But in English, there's the difference, like to live and to stay. However, in Bahasa Indonesia, both are tinggal. Okay, let's continue then. At the airport, in the immigration section, airport officials questions Kevin about where he is going to stay.
Di mana kamu akan tinggal selama di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal di Jakarta.
Di mana tepatnya?
Saya akan tinggal di Rawamangun, Jakarta Timur.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expression and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely menanyakan tempat tinggal. Menanyakan tempat tinggal, which means asking where you live or you stay. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Di, which means in. It's a preposition of place, so it can also mean on or at. Di mana, which means where. Di mana kamu akan tinggal? Di mana kamu akan tinggal, which means where are you going to stay. Di mana tempat tinggalmu? Di mana tempat tinggalmu, which means where do you live. Di mana tepatnya? Di mana tepatnya, which means where exactly. Di Jakarta, which means in Jakarta. Di Rawamangun, which means in Rawamangun. In the conversation, you heard the immigration officer asked Kevin about the place he was going to stay. Di mana kamu akan tinggal selama di Indonesia? Di mana kamu akan tinggal selama di Indonesia, which means where are you going to stay while in Indonesia? To ask where you live or your address, you can use the question word di mana, which means where. An example of its use is, di mana kamu akan tinggal? Di mana kamu akan tinggal, which means where are you going to stay? To respond to that question, you can use the prefix di, followed by the exact name, like di Jakarta, which means in Jakarta. The prefix is used to declare a place. Notice the following example. Di mana kamu tinggal? Di mana kamu tinggal, which means where do you live? Di Jakarta, which means in Jakarta. When asked about where they live, Indonesians usually answer by giving the location in full or just mentioning the name of the area. In order to get the information you want, you should use a specific question sentence. For example, when you want to find out your friend's address, you can ask, "Di mana alamat rumahmu?" Di mana alamat rumahmu, which means what is your home address. However, if you want to know the area of residence, you can ask, "Di mana kamu tinggal?" Di mana kamu tinggal, which means where do you live. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Di mana kamu akan tinggal selama di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal di Jakarta.
Di mana tepatnya?
Saya akan tinggal di Rawamangun, Jakarta Timur.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
That was Frida with a song entitled Rindu. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malay song to you entitled Azizah, sung by Eddie Silitonga. Like the title of the song Azizah, this Malay song tells about a girl named Azizah. The lyric describes about Azizah, a beautiful and spoiled girl with white skin and sweet smile. So, no wonder if Azizah makes many young men fascinate on her. Born in Pematang Siantar, North Sumatra, Eddie Silitonga was known as a singer who has high-pitched voice. He has released dozens of albums with various genre, including Malay genre. Listener, let's listen to the song Azizah, sung by Eddie Silitonga. Enjoy the song.
Rupamu nan jelita, gaya kamu nan manja, membuat hatiku kini tergoda.
Bertemu denganmu, cinta dipadu, oh Azizah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku yang memikirkan, namun aku tak banyak berharap. Kau membuat waktuku tersita dengan angan tentangmu. Mencoba lupakan, tapi ku tak bisa. Mengapa
listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also you can send your email to our email address voi@voinews.id.